Democratic Assemblywoman Maggie Crowell says her Assembly Bill 379 seeks to reduce the alarming rates of young girls being sold for sex by focusing on two problems.
I want to solve two problems with this bill. One, we have to create more resources for victims like Julie and the thousands of other victims who are being trafficked. And two, we have to crack down on the men who are buying them for sex.
So how exactly will Assembly Bill 379 resolve these two issues? The establishment of the Survivor Support Fund. The fund will be financed through fines collected from offenders. Under the bill, loitering with the intent to purchase commercial sex will be classified as a misdemeanor, punishable by a $1,000 fine in addition to other penalties. The money generated from these fines will go to community-based organizations that provide direct and critical services to sex trafficking victims. Assembly Bill 379 creates a law that allows enforcement to intervene when offenders are out in search for sex for sale. It also makes it chargeable as a felony if those victims are under 18 years old. Between 2015 to 2020, more than 13,000 people were trafficked for sex in Sacramento alone. The average age of entry is 16 years old. Sawan Vadin, a survivor of sex trafficking, is executive director of the Community Against Sexual Harm organization. She spoke about the root cause of sex trafficking.
But we rarely talk about the root cause. So let me say it plainly. If we do not address demand, we are not serious about ending exploitation or trafficking. Because you cannot have a sex trade without sex buyers. And those buyers, they aren't harmless. When survivors think about their own experiences with buyers, it is not the act of being purchased that sticks with them. They recount stories of being dehumanized, abused, and ultimately thrown aside.
By holding the buyers accountable with tougher consequences, the bill sends a clear message that there is no place for exploitation of youth in our communities. Before this bill, sex trafficking legislation made it so buyers were almost untouchable. For example, under the Senate Bill 357 that went into effect January 1, 2023, loitering for prostitution was decriminalized. Its intent was to end discriminatory enforcement, but instead, it sidelined law enforcement altogether. This bill takes a different approach, focusing solely on demand. It allows for law enforcement to intervene when they see a buyer make obvious moves to try to purchase an individual for commercial sex. This leeway strengthens law enforcement's ability to protect vulnerable victims before the offender can do more damage. San Diego District Attorney Summer Steffen shares her insights on the issue.
This bill needs to be remembered as California declaring for the first time that our children are not for sale. It's time that our laws reflect our values. We speak through our laws. The laws must change.
Supporters of AB 379 say it reflects California's commitment to justice, compassion, and accountability. Supporters of AB 379 say it reflects California's commitment to justice, compassion, and accountability by targeting the fuel of the sex trafficking industry while also investing in survivor support. The bill is in the Assembly Public Safety Committee with a hearing scheduled for April 29th. This is Sophia Rysalfani for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA.